Hello, 通勤家族 ,Welcome to 15minutes.today, 通勤学英语。我是 John 老师。在今天节目开始之前，提醒大家要到 Apple Podcast 给我们五星评分以及留言，帮通勤学英语灌溉成长的养分。不论你是喜欢我们的每日跟读单元 Vocab, Intense, 还是 Look Back Sunday 的节目，都非常欢迎大家每日给自己15分钟提升英语力。Now let's get started.
Race for tuition-free college, New Mexico stakes a claim. As universities across the United States face steep enrollment declines, New Mexico's government is embarking on a pioneering experiment to fight that trend. Tuition-free higher education for all state residents. After President Joe Biden's plan for universal free community college failed to gain traction in Congress, New Mexico,one of the nation's poorest states, has emerged with perhaps the most ambitious plans as states scramble to come up with their own initiatives. A new state law approved in a rare show of bipartisanship allocates almost 1% of the state's budget toward covering tuition and fees at public colleges and universities, community colleges, and tribal colleges.All state residents from new high school graduates to adults enrolling part-time will be eligible regardless of family income. The program is also open to immigrants regardless of their immigration status. Some legislators and other critics question whether there should have been income caps and whether the state, newly flush with oil and gas revenue,can secure long-term funding to support the program beyond its first year. The legislation, which seeks to treat college as a public resource, similar to primary and secondary education, takes effect in July. Although nearly half of the states have embraced similar initiatives that seek to cover at least some tuition expenses for some students, New Mexico's law goes further,by covering tuition and fees before other scholarships and sources of financial aid are applied, enabling students to use those other funds for expenses such as lodging, food, or childcare. The New Mexico program is very close to ideal, said Michael Dannenberg, Vice President of Strategic Initiatives and Higher Education Policy at the nonprofit advocacy group Education Reform Now.Considering the state's income levels and available resources, he added that New Mexico's program is among the most generous in the country. Dannenberg emphasized that New Mexico is going beyond what larger, more prosperous states like Washington and Tennessee have already done. Programs in other states often limit tuition assistance to community colleges,exclude some residents because of family income or impose conditions requiring students to work part-time.
Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送。也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15minutes.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 Improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。